Welcome, everybody, to episode 40 of High Tech on the Low. Isaac, how are you this morning?
Good morning here. I think it's afternoon by you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us on Zoom all the way from New York to talk with us a little bit today about the world of Excel. We're very excited to have you. And as always, we want to just give a shout out to Front Team for sponsoring the High Tech on the Low podcast with our 12 communities, 6 verticals, and 3,000 high tech and high tech enthusiasts and high tech entrepreneurs all looking to connect and network to grow the ecosystem. And that is where we'll start from today in the whole idea of high tech entrepreneurs and high tech startup people who are kind of, you know, looking for ways to, how I would say, manage their data and manage their businesses. And I think, you know, when you and I were talking, Isaac, prior to this podcast and understanding the great world that is data and data analysis, especially for the world of entrepreneurship, you know, there's a lot to be doing. There's a lot to be working there. It's a very big space. It's a big trend these days. But sometimes often, you know, as we kind of also discussed, people like to go for the complicated solutions. They don't always like to go for the simplistic solutions, for the stuff that makes, stuff that we already kind of have in our pockets, things that we're familiar with. And it's not really sure why. So, you know, you being an expert in Excel, you know, we wanted to bring you on here to kind of talk to us how business owners, how startupists, how entrepreneurs, tech enthusiasts, whatever, can use Excel to better their business processes. So first, let's get started by having you, just give us a brief introduction on who you are and where you come from.
Well, where I'm coming from Israel. I came to the United States to just get a bachelor's degree in computer science. And then I ended up with a master's and a PhD and getting married and having a family. So, and teaching in the university for the last 25 years. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science. And then I went to Columbia University. I have a master's of science and computer science, master's of philosophy and industrial engineering and operations research, a PhD in operations research. And this is how I got involved in this whole topic of Excel.
So you've done a few things in your life, basically, is what I understand. You know, just a handful.
Well, first of all, I finished my PhD. I joined a consulting firm, taught for a couple of years industrial engineering, and then I was in a business injection molding for about 10 years. And then I joined academia again. This time, instead of industrial engineering, I ended up teaching in a business school at Rutgers University. I was there for about 10 years, and then 10 years at Temple University in Philadelphia.
And where are you teaching now?
Now I'm teaching all over using Zoom or WebEx. I'm just teaching from home. I'm not any part of any university anymore. But in universities, I taught at Rutgers and Temple full-time, and then I taught at the Columbia University and in NYU in the business schools for about 25 years. I used to teach all the MBA and executive MBA Excel workshops. I think about 2,000 students a year for 25 or 20.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people who've gotten the Gottlieb magic, if you will.
I would say that more than 100,000 students attended my classes. I was teaching an online Excel class at Temple University, and I had 2,500 students online a year. So,
wow. So, you know, let's ask, like, how did you get first into the world of, you know, data and specifically using Excel to kind of, you know, analyze and understand data sets?
So first of all, when I used computers at school, going back, you'll find out in a minute how many years ago, we used to have computers with tubes, and it took about an hour for the computer to warm up. And then when I worked for a consulting firm, we used an IBM 360, which was a gigantic computer. And what I did there, using these computers for like 24, 25 hours, one program, we do it in 2 or 3 seconds in Excel.
Wow.
To answer your question, when I joined Rutgers University in 97, I had to teach in the business school statistics, operations, research,
Sure.
and similar topics. And I discovered that anytime you go to a class, they have some sophisticated software that by the time the semester is over, the students know how to use the software, but they don't know anything about the topic. And I discovered
That's an interesting kind of dichotomy there, that they know the software, but they don't know the topic or the subject. It almost makes it it's totally empty knowledge at that point.
some of these programs took almost a whole semester to not master, even just to understand the basics. And then by the time you had to show them how to do the different programs, it was over. I'll just give you another example of statistics. Today, you have a database in Excel or an Access or any other application, and in two clicks, you do the whole thing. Then, what you had to do is take the data, put it on a tape, run the tape from A to Z, get the data, calculate the statistics, and then go back and see, okay, who is that doesn't belong in this population. So, anything that you do today in a couple of seconds took hours to do.
Right. Now, why? So going back to, where did you kind of, first start using the data Excel in your teaching? And also, I'm going to add to that, why Excel? What made Excel so attractive?
Well, first of all, let me tell you why I got involved. I used to use all kinds of PC software at the time. They had DBase 2 and things that people didn't even hear about. And I tried to introduce it into classes to do what I was doing, and I saw that it didn't work. And I had an argument with my brother, who is not involved in academia, and he says, "Why don't you use Excel?" And I said, "What is Excel?" And he said, "It's based on DBase 2." And I said, "Wait, let me see what all kinds of other applications." So I took a look at it. I had a consulting job, and within a couple of hours, I understood what is going on. We didn't have YouTube. I don't even know if you remember that in '97 we used to dial up to go to the internet.
If I told you how old I was in 97, you wouldn't like to hear
Okay,
it.
so basically. I started to learn Excel, and within 2 3 months, I saw that this is the tool that you can apply almost to anything. I mean, you want to do statistics, you can do it. You want to do optimizations, which is I'll talk about it later. You can do it almost anything you want. You can do in Excel. And then
It's kind of a catch-all platform in that sense. It's like a catch-all software that you can do just about anything in, for data at least.
At the time, it was still a little bit primitive. I don't know if people remember anything about Excel before 2003. It was a completely different platform. But I had a hard time convincing other faculty members to use Excel instead of something else that they was using. And so I started using it myself. And then I saw that within a year or two, almost any course, I used to be able to take the data and show the students within a week or two how to use Excel. They were also familiar with the background or with the environment, because
Sure.
if you use Word, many people use Word, it's all basically the same. So it was very intuitive.
Right, it fits the whole office suite in that sense of all their products. Exactly.
Now, we're talking about 25 years ago, and not everybody was familiar with it. So you did
Sure.
have to teach people how to use it.
Sure. That's understandable. So, and then why, in that sense, for, people, let's say in 97, but what, same even now in 2021, why is Excel such a attractive tool? Why does it continue to also kind of hold the market in terms of data analysis?
Well, from my point of view, first, I used to teach executive MBA classes for a while. I was the director of the executive MBA program of Rutgers University in China, in Beijing, Shanghai, and Singapore. I used to travel to these places, and we had about 150 students in these three locations. Most of them were not Chinese. There were expats living in China and Singapore. And I ended up teaching executive MBA students different topics. When I say executive MBA students, these are people in mid-management.
Sure, they're higher management, but let's get down to the top of it. One second, Isaac.
Zero quantitative backgrounds. People have a degree in law, or they are journalism, they have a background in journalism, even doctors, they cannot understand any quantitative, many of them cannot understand any quantitative concepts. But once you put it in Excel, almost each and every person within a month becomes an expert using Excel. They can solve problems that their employees or their subordinates cannot solve using Excel. So I discovered that this is a great platform, and many people who have no background, quantitative background, can solve very complicated topics without any other educational background. So Excel became very popular.
And how can they do that? How can they kind of solve these models, solve these problems without the quantitative background? Because at the end of the day, one of the things that I think is very difficult for, entrepreneurs and, tech people in general, right, is that, you sometimes have a huge data set, right? You have all these functions that you can do, and you have all these different formulas. And at the end of the day, it's kind of a little scary, right? Especially when you have all these new platforms out there that are kind of a little bit more optimized for the user experience, or the user interfaces a little nicer, a little bit more, compatible, we can say, or easy to follow. So, how does it do that? How does Excel really get through?
All the descriptions that you gave are not correct, because if you use anything like SPSS, which is specific for statistics, you really have to invest a lot of time to understand how to use it. But if you have a database in Excel, for example, and you go to that topic, that add-in that is called Analysis Toolpath, you click, and literally with two clicks, you get the average, the standard deviation, the highest number, the lowest number, all the different things that you don't even understand what they do. In two clicks, you get it. And then you use another part of that add-in, and you get the frequency distribution, which is very complicated for a novice user to do even in Excel. So Excel has all these extra tools that you can really solve problems with a couple of clicks if you know how to do it.
And so that's why you basically think that at that point it's remained so attractive for these last, let's say several decades, 2 decades at least, in terms of its, market in the entrepreneurial sphere. Because in my mind, the way I see it is it's very interesting, right? That Excel in certain ways is, be honest, it's old. It's not the newest, program. It's not the most sexy one out there. And while you say you disagree with me in my, kind of description of the other solutions out there, I can tell you that there are other solutions out there that are a little easier to use, that have a better user experience, and have a better interface. And it's actually something that Microsoft has been criticized for the last basically decade, over the fact that a lot of their programs and solutions haven't adapted to this new model. So why do you think that Excel remains on the pedestal in kind of the data world in that sense?
Okay, first of all, I have some personal experience knowing the Excel, the Microsoft Excel developers. I was a what is called an Excel MVP, Most Valuable Professional, in 2014, 15, and 16, and I traveled to Redmond, Washington State, and with a bunch of other MVPs from all over the world, and I met the Microsoft developers. Some of them, by the way, work from Haifa. And they have like 300 man-years invested a year to improve Excel. So I think if you know all the new features of Excel, like Power Query and similar things, it can solve things that are very complicated to solve in any other platform. And not only that, you can teach anybody to use it, even a person that doesn't have any quantitative background. So if you want to use you want to solve marketing problems, you use Excel. If you want to use to solve accounting or finance problems, you use Excel. If you want to do statistics, you use Excel. And I'm also familiar with one of the add-ins called Solver in Excel, which is for optimizations. And maybe 99% of the people using Excel have never even heard the word solver, or they don't know any
Sure,
of these
potentially. Yeah.
add-ins. And Solver was not developed by Excel, but it's part of their software.
And when I want to, you say if I want to learn Excel, right? Let's say I'll tell you straight up, I'm not Mr. Analytical or numbers, right? I come from the marketing world, from the creative world, branding, things like that. That's my background. I'm sure there are other people listening who also kind of, identify with that or have a different, background entirely. But, how then can I, in your opinion, adapt myself to Excel, knowing that I don't have that background? Does it have to be through a course? Do I need to do something online? Can I just kind of start, meddling around with it more than I do on it anyways, and kind of just figure it out on my own? How can I go about it?
First of all, if you don't have the background and you take a simple workshop of a couple of hours, I'm sure that you'll be able to use almost all the features of Excel. I mean, from my experience, give you an example. I used to teach at Columbia University, the MBA students using Excel, and I had in the same room or the same class students who have no background like they have, like yours. They have a degree in journalism or law. And at
Okay.
the same time, had engineers that used Excel for a number of years, and I never separated the groups. The people who knew Excel were not bored and joining my class, even though I started it from scratch. And the people who had no background whatsoever followed at the same pace. And within a couple of hours, everybody was doing the same things. So I would say in a matter of 5 to 6 hours, you can become a pretty good Excel.
Like you can become proficient at Excel within 5 to 6 hours.
Definitely very proficient. Definitely very proficient.
And so why do you think that there are other, kind of let's even go back to the whole conversation, we were having about the other solutions out there, right, on the market. Why do you think both two questions here kind of is, why do you think a lot of entrepreneurs and people, in the startup field are kind of going towards other solutions too, other than Excel, which is something that happens a lot, I think, in terms of, people looking at other solutions, other catch-all solutions to their data problems. That's one. And number two, why do you think, though, Excel continues to, kind of hold certain functions that these other solutions just seem to like lose out on?
Well, I think that most of the people don't know what they don't know. That's the
That's a good
problem.
point.
They don't know what they don't know. But if they knew what it can do, they would join the group and use Excel. And if people are really proficient and use something like SPSS or any other application that is more complicated than Excel, then I assure you that they probably spend a long time, much more time than mastering Excel just to learn how to use that specific application. Okay? And of course, some of the things that SPSS, for example, can do in statistics cannot be done in Excel, but most of the stuff can be done in Excel. And if you, first of all, use the database in Excel and identify the trends and know how to do the different things, then when you go to your SPSS and do the extra stuff, it would save you a lot of time. So even if you use the other applications, first of all, if you can do the basics, the 1, 2, 3 on Excel, then it's going to be much easier. And another thing is that most people who know how to use Excel, or even if they don't know how to use Excel, but they're familiar with the Microsoft environment using Word or PowerPoint or anything
Sure,
else,
right.
then when you send them the application in Excel, they can somehow I'll follow, but if you send them any Minitab or SPSS or any of the other applications, they are going to be lost. So they need to have their employee or somebody else in the company explaining to them what's going on. But if they know Excel, which, as I told you, you can master it in a few hours, you'll be surprised.
Right, no, it's interesting that you bring that up too. It's kind of this whole idea of the integrated workflow too, right? That there's you have basically with Excel this larger integration into the kind of the Microsoft Office suite. So meaning that if I want to, send you the Word document that also has the graph on it, right? Well, you can easily connect it all back and you can work with it and you understand it, which I think is something that we forget sometimes as, a major kind of driver for reasons why people want to use a product is the integration, the ease of the workflow, and everything like that.
Well, let me take the beginners, people who have zero background. And I used to teach Excel workshops to some of these beginners. I traveled to India to teach some people with special needs, not special needs in terms of background, but more poverty. And within 6 or 7 hours, they used to learn Excel, and then they sent me an email. Oh, from the 6 hours or the 7 hours of Excel, I got a job doing ABCD. So it's interesting. I went to teach in India and China, people who didn't have any academic background, just high school, or even in Finland. I had a couple of workshops, interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I had a workshop in Saudi Arabia. They didn't know my background, of course.
Well, not yet, at least. We're
And
not there yet.
well, I was telling Danielle the other day that I had a workshop in Pakistan about 3 months ago, and the person who runs the show says, "Let's be quiet for the first 5 minutes." And I didn't understand why, and then he turns on this PowerPoint presentation with a prayer in Arabic and translation to English. I was like shocked.
Oh well, I'm sure that must have been a little different for you. That's something that's not.
I recorded it. If you want, I can send you a copy of it. It's
I'd
very
love to see it. I'd definitely love to see it. But it's interesting what you bring up is this whole idea that in a sense, Excel. I mean, I love what you're kind of saying here. One, it's this, it's this great platform that many people don't really know about, and because you don't know about it, the fact that if you actually have the skill, you actually have kind of a whole other door open to you, whether that's a career, a job, opportunities for you to expand your business, to grow. So I think that's like amazing. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you think, and this might be, a weird question for you, do you think there's ever a reason someone wouldn't want to use Excel?
I am not sure. People use other applications. I think Google has similar applications like Word and Excel.
Yeah, they have Google Docs and Google Slides and Google Sheets.
Google Sheets. But if you talk about Google Sheets, which is similar to Excel, at least it has a look and feel. Or I think Apple has some application called Numbers. But compared to Excel, that Google Sheets for me at least is like using a small little bicycle instead of using this
Like a four-wheeler
Boeing
monster truck.
747, 747. That's the actual comparison because they can't do any of these things that we the sophisticated things. And when I say sophisticated, you really don't have to spend years to master it. When I say years, I'm talking about a couple of days or maybe a few days, and then you can do things like, as I mentioned before, the solver. People don't know that simple thing, which is called the solver, that can solve scheduling problems, optimizations, capital investment. Like if you have 16 projects and only a limited amount of cash to invest in, and it's going to find the optimal solution with the best solution, or the transportation problem, or plant location. I'll give you an example.
Sounds like there's like literally the sky's the limit in that sense.
I mean, if you put my name in YouTube and say plant location China, you will see that a student came to the class and she was running a big outfit and she had like 16 or 17 locations that she had to ship merchandise for, and she didn't know where to place her plant to minimize the cost of shipping to all these locations. Within a few hours, the entire class, I'm talking about 45 students, were able to do these amazing optimizations. And now, if you take this example, and I had a group of doctors from Philadelphia, and I showed them the same application, just take the same thing, the same idea, and find out where to place your kitchen in the hospital so as to minimize the shipping to the different departments.
And they could do
And
the
that
same
is
thing.
using Excel. And that is using Excel, and this is something that people can learn in a couple of hours.
So let's, I like to end, we're getting towards the end of the podcast, and I like to end generally with your advice for entrepreneurs, as they go forward with Excel. But one of the things I'd also love for you to give us is where people can find resources for Excel, specifically yours, and kind of learn from you also now, online in the Zoom world, whatever it may be.
I usually run the show. Workshops in Excel all over the place. I used to travel to all these places. Now I just do it from my office in my, at home because of the pandemic, and now people discovered that it's much easier to do it using Zoom. So I can do it. Many other people do it. LinkedIn has a course. YouTube has many resources. You can learn it all over the place, but it's if you get some of the basic workshops, you can learn the basics, but not too many people, from my experience, know how to show the complicated applications in a very short time period.
And where can we sign up for a course with you?
Send me an email.
Well, there you go. Well, there you have it, guys. So send Isaac an email, and you can always sign up for a course with Excel. Isaac, I appreciate the time you taking to talk to us about Excel and its many uses and how they can be applied towards data and different solutions in the world of entrepreneurship and otherwise. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on
Let me
the
add one more
podcast.
thing. Let me add one. My name is Isaac Gottlieb. So if you send me an email to isaacgottlieb@gmail.com, I will sign you up. I have an Excel newsletter that I mail out every month to about 30,000 people. You don't have to send me your name. I don't want to spam anybody. And you sign up and you get my newsletter.
Amazing. Amazing. So you hear that right there? You can get Isaac Gottlieb's newsletter directly to your email, everyone. Isaac, thank you so much.
Have a nice afternoon. Take care.